I'm angry at the people who we elect in this building here who are putting our children's future at risk, making dumb decisions with hardly an ounce of courage, most of them. And it's not good enough. 2018 is going to be the year that we take the toxic, stultified politics of climate change and turn it on its head, and it starts with stopping Adani. 2017, this day a year ago, or around this time, Malcolm Turnbull gave a press club address, and he said that Australia has got a vested interest in protecting our coal exports, and he talked about a plan to build new coal power stations in Australia, while supporting a $1 billion proposed loan to Adani. And we turned that around. People like you, from one end of this country to the other, rose up, 160 more Stop Adani action groups, holding politicians to account, taking the fight up to Adani, and showing enormous courage. The traditional owners of the Galilee Basin have been in a brutal, and continue to be in a brutal fight. They were in court last week fighting Adani. There's people on the front line who've been blockading Adani. There's people in court, there's people on the streets, there's people in politicians' offices. And this is the movement that is not just going to stop this mine, it's going to change the course of history and change the course of climate politics in Australia. And it is such a privilege to be part of it with all of you. We are calling on Bill Shorten and the Australian Labor Party to commit to stop the Adani mine. We don't care how they do it, they need to commit to stop it. And the sooner they commit to stopping it, the sooner we can start to take the coal out of the coalition, or the Australian people are going to send them packing out of this place. This movement's making history. There's over 2 million people around the world who've got involved in this campaign. Two-thirds of Australians want this mine stopped. It's the most powerful movement, certainly since the Franklin Dam in this country. Let's take it to the next level. 2018 is the year that we break the politics of coal in this country, and it's the year that we stop Adani.